Department of Administrative Services submitting a due diligence report for an agreement with the Carroll Company, Inc., DBA Milwaukee Bike and Skate Rental, and Milwaukee Lakefront Segway to provide Segway and bicycle rental concession services at Veterans Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Thank you. Welcome. Would you identify yourself for our audience?
Sure. My name is Daniel Lorla. I'm a fiscal management analyst with the Department of Administrative Services.
Welcome.
Thank you. Before you is a due diligence report for a contract with the Carroll Company to provide bike, skate, and Segway services at the lakefront. As Ms. Carter and Ms. Slesha noted earlier, a lot of the contracts for the lakefront vendors are very similar. For example, the five-year term with two one-year extensions. In this case, the county would receive 23% of the revenue, or 23% of the gross receipts of the vendor, with a $31,000 minimum. In the previous contract, it was only 17%. So if you take a look at page 2, there's a chart there that shows that we're expecting approximately $10,000 of additional revenue in annually to be a new vendor. And in reviewing the due diligence items, we found no further concerns. So based on the changes to the agreement that were made with consultation with CBDP, Corp Council, Risk, and Parks, DAS recommends approval of the contract. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Questions for Mr. Lorelei? Did I pronounce that correctly?
Lorela.
Lorela.
Yes.
L-A?
Yes.
Could you spell it for us?
L-A-U-R-I-L-A.
Questions by committee members? On the due diligence, I assume you're following 3288 of our due diligence. Have you identified, as required by the due diligence governance here, the name of the institution or bank involved in this? We established that some years back to determine whether or not these corporate entities practice single or combined reporting, which of course means significant revenues to the state, either in the plus column or the loss column.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Parks did, through the vendor, Parks did identify all of the items required by ordinance there. In this case, they utilized U.S. Bank as their bank of record, and all of the items were identified, and the brevity of the report in front of you shows that DAS identified no major concerns with the agreement and the items there.
And that would hold true for all due diligence reports that have been presented or will be presented this morning?
That is correct.
Thank you. Pleasure of the committee. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm curious, Mr. Lorelei, do you know if why there's a sudden 6% jump in the anticipated revenue, other than they said have more?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, in this case, it's a result of the RFP process, and there was a change of vendor also. I'm sure the next item, Ms. Slesser and Ms. Carter, will give more information on the vendor selection process.
Okay, that item is informational. If there are no further questions, we will move on to item number 11. Please read item number 11.
From the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture.